Today in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, May the 17th, 2006.
Two Palestinians killed in Nablus in pre-dawn Israeli invasion.
Army invades several villages near Bethlehem and arrests four.
Three residents arrested in Hebron.
Army assaults a medical patient at a military checkpoint near Chibas.
Palestinian prisoner released after 32 months of administrative detention.
The Israeli army sees a car belonging to a resident from Kofar Raye village.
Army invades north of Gaza Strip.
The Israeli army continue to hold Aqaba village southeast of Nablus under siege.
These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Two Palestinians were killed and a third was injured and arrested when a large Israeli military force invaded the West Bank city of Nablus in the early hours of Wednesday morning, Palestinian sources reported. Mustafa Abdugani from a village near Tokharam and Othman Sadaka from Anza village near Jenin were killed when the Israeli soldiers surrounded the house where they were staying. Local sources reported that the two belonged to the Islamic Jihad organization and exchanged fire with the soldiers who attempted to enter the building. The third man was not identified, however. Eyewitnesses said his wounds were serious and he was bleeding when taken by the soldiers to an unknown destination. Ambulances were stopped for over an hour before the soldiers allowed paramedics to enter the building. By the time they arrived, the two were dead, according to an eyewitness report. Troops also assaulted Ahmed Almani, a photojournalist who works for a local TV station, when he refused to stop photographing, witnesses said. The eight other residents arrested in the invasion were identified as Jalal Fakhouri, 16, Basha Mishma, 21, Mohamed Nanana, 19, Rajab Al-Akhba, Huathaya Istaya, and one woman, Nadia Akuba. Troops also arrested two paramedics who were in the area on duty. The two were identified as Lua and Moyad Kassas from Nablus and were taken to unknown locations. Nablus has been subject to an ongoing military operation that escalates when the army invades the city to assassinate or arrest resistance operatives.
The Israeli army arrested four residents after invading several villages around the West Bank city of Bethlehem Wednesday at dawn. Troops and army jeeps stormed the village of Jinata to the east of the city, surrounding the house of Mustafa Larouj, the mayor of the Jinata, then arrested him and took him to an unknown location, eyewitnesses reported. Meanwhile, another force entered the village of Zatara, also to the east of the city, and arrested Muhammad Hassan, 21. He also was taken to an unknown location. In Al-Abeida village, soldiers invaded and searched several residents' homes before arresting two youth and taking them away, with no names issued, local sources said.
Three residents arrested from the West Bank city of Hebron and refugee camp after the Israeli army conducted an arrest campaign Wednesday at dawn. Army jeeps and soldiers stormed homes in the city before arresting Basil al-Sharif, 23, and Amen al-Natsha. The two were then taken to unknown locations. Hassan Joabra, 24, who lives in Al-Arab refugee camp in Hebron City, was arrested after Israeli troops stopped him at a military checkpoint in the city whilst on the way to school, local sources reported.
Israeli soldiers stationed at Taysir checkpoint near the West Bank city of Tubas assaults a medical patient on his way to get treatment. Late Tuesday night, Sami Nimer, who lives in Tubas, was attacked by the soldiers while crossing the military checkpoint to go to a nearby hospital for treatment. After hitting him, the soldiers allowed him to go, he said.
Abdullah Al-Bassat Mutan, 32, was released after serving 32 months of an Israeli administrative jail sentence on Wednesday morning. Mutan, who is a resident of Baraka village near the West Bank city of Ramallah, was working as a teacher in Al-Ram village in Jerusalem and was fired because his school was annexed by the wall. He holds a West Bank ID card. The Israeli authorities extended his arrest more than 6 times, and this was not the first arrest. He'd been arrested 7 times, totaling 7 years in jail, the Prisoners' Society in Ramallah reported.
An Israeli army undercover force seized a taxi car that is owned by residents from Kfar Rai village near the West Bank city of Jenin Wednesday morning. The soldiers were wearing civilian clothes when they stopped the taxi and forced the passengers at gunpoint, then hijacked the car, then went towards the nearby village of Araba, eyewitnesses reported.
An Israeli armed force invaded the northern areas of Beit Hanon town north of the Gaza Strip Wednesday afternoon. Several tanks and army bulldozers entered those areas coming from Ariz border, crossing for more than 800 metres inside the town, and initiated a combing operation across the area, eyewitnesses told PNN correspondent. According to Israeli radio reports, the troops do not plan to stay for a long time, and this operation aims to dismantle explosive device planted in the area near the fence between Gaza Strip and Israel. Local residents said that this is not the first time that the army has invaded the area this week.
The Israeli army continue its siege of Arkaba village southeast of the West Bank city of Nablus, which has lasted for more than 4 days this Wednesday. Jawdat Bani Jaber, the mayor of the village, said that the army installed a military checkpoint at the village entrance 4 days ago and are preventing residents under the age of 30 from leaving the village, and the situation is ongoing.
And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, this is the Daily News from Palestine, brought to you by Penny Quinton,
Fida Gharib,
and Ghassan Benoura.